Doc.
Doc offered his left hand and pulled Suki upright, brushing dirt from her back and shoulders. He looked at the blood that came from a cut at the corner of her mouth.
Are you all right?
Been better, Doc. Then again, I guess I also been a lot worse.
What's this important question, Trader? Seems like you've already made your judgment.
Yeah, I'm sure already. The question's simple. What did you do with the note you found?
Upon my soul, this is intolerable, Trader. Susan has already told you there was no note back here.
She lied.
How do you...
Let her give me the answer, Doc. Let her look me direct in the eye and tell me that she didn't find some kind of message out there. Better yet, as it seems like she's your woman, you ask her, Doc. See if she can tell her lie to you.
Suki?
Tell him the truth. Tell us all.
I do have a letter.
How did you know, traitor? You were looking at the door, real careful.
4 small window tacks. One got a little bitty piece of ragged paper caught under it, like something had been ripped away. The nails weren't old or rusted, and it looked to me like the bit of paper was new.
Doc wasn't listening to the explanation. He stared at the woman, his mouth sagging, his whole body drooping.
You got the letter, Suki? Then why...
I saw it. I tore it down and stuck it straight into my pocket, Doc.
You read it?
No, sir, I haven't. There hasn't been a moment when I was able to do that.
Why, Suki? I find it impossible to come up with a satisfactory explanation.
Easy. I liked you, Doc. You were kind to a lone woman. A wounded woman at that. You talked about your friends and how great they all were.
I still do not really understand.
Seemed like they'd gone. If you didn't know why, then you couldn't go after them. Then there'd be just you and me. That was what I wanted. That was what raced through my brain. Then Ryan and these other men came, and it was too late. Caught in the teeth of my own stupid lie.
This is, I admit, madam, a severe disappointment.
Doc, I...
Doc turned away, shaking his head. He stepped away from the porch, out of the circle of frail light from the oil lamps, and walked slowly into the darkness.
Best that you give me the letter, Suki. Right now.
The writing was undeniably Christy Roth's. The neat, clipped letters with a forceful lean forward. The note was written in dark blue ink on unlined, handmade paper with crinkled decal edges and dated the day before.
Hi, lover. If you're reading this, then you're home, so welcome back. Or it might more likely be Doc. Either way, you see we're gone. As of yet, you might not have gone into the house. You'll find at least one corpse, a woman, whose name is Raylene Warren, dead of untreatable rad sickness. Husband is Ronnie Warren, too sick to move. Mildred offered to put him beyond pain, but he refused. Seems he's in some kind of Christian-linked sect that doesn't believe in that stuff. So Jack left the over and under. He might still be this side of the Black River. Might not. They came a day or so ago with a wag that's out in the barn with 2 dying horses. We guessed it was advanced rad cancer, and the cause, what they called their treasure, was in the wag. Kind of sick, Ryan. It's a nuke missile. Rotted and rusted and split from here back to Skydark, leaking a trail from the old silo where they found it. Dean reminds me that if it's Ryan or JB reading this, that you'll maybe have spotted your rad counters are going crazy. Anyway, this place is poisoned. Too late to move the wag and the missile. Jack said we should go right away from here, and Mildred and I agree with him. So does Dean. We've already been exposed for too long as it is. We're packing and traveling light with saddle and pack animals, some supplies and blasters and stuff. We're heading south and west, into the hills. Jack says to go 8 miles south, past the old bauxite working. The trail west goes up, partly on a blacktop. It becomes a dirt road and forks. Take the left fork, and it'll bring you out higher up by the remains of a pre-dark earth dam. Good water and pasture. We'll go straight there and wait a week before moving. If we move, we'll leave a message there. Doc, you might be along sooner. See you all soon, we hope. No time to bury the body. Sorry. Now get away as quick as you can. That's become a place of death and will be for a long while. Lots of love from us all. Christy.
Ryan tucked the two pages into his pocket.
Well, at least we know the worst.
And the worst could be worse.
I'm sorry. If I'd have read it myself, then I wouldn't have kept it hid.
Doc walked back into the light.
I heard what Christy said. The longer that we remain here, the worse are our chances of getting away free from sickness.
She say it was a nuke out in the barn? I might just go take me a look.
I'll come with you. Maybe it isn't as badly damaged as they reckon.
Maybe we could trade it to some baron someplace?
Probably what those two strangers were thinking. Got them death.
We should go, Doc.
Suki took a hesitant step toward Doc. He looked past her, staring at the door of the house, with the four tiny metal rails.
We will go, madam. We will go and rejoin my friends.
Well, how about me?
Leave her to go her own way. You never trust her again.
No. Ryan gave Suki Smith one of his smiles, as rare as July snow.
Everyone can make a mistake. Christy taught me that. You want to come along, Suki?
If Doc will...
By the three Kennedys! While we stand here like Nantucket fishwives, the radiation is seeping into our eyes, hair, gums, blood, and bones. Of course you are welcome to accompany us, Suki.
Damned if I understand this nicely shit. You coming to look at this nuke, JB? How about you, Abe?
Sure.
JB took an oil lamp off the wall.
And then we move out. Best leave any food, it'll be tainted. Water in the well should be all right. Stock up on spare ammo and then let's get out.
I'll check on the dying man. Doc, get what you want from your room.
Can I help?
There's gas in the land wag. Fill her up. There'll probably be enough. Should be women's clothes in the house, too. Get what you want. We won't ever be back here. 15 minutes for anyone to get what they want out of the house. Then we leave here to find Christy and the others.
Should we burn the house? Seems best with a plague hotspot like this.
No. Leave a notice on both doors, and nail one to the barn. Put them where the weather won't touch them. Big red warning signs. If you set a fire, it'll spread the radiation for 100 miles or more.
What about that poor devil in my room, Ryan?
I'll go see him. Doc, you and Suki get some paper and write the notices. Abe, check the wag, and bring a couple of lamps.
After the evening chill outside, the house retained the stuffiness and warmth of the day. The smell of decay and death seemed even stronger. Ryan held the oil lamp in his left hand, standing in what had been Doc's room. Ronnie Warren lay in precisely the same position that he'd been in before, on his back, his eyes shut. For a moment, Ryan thought he spotted a glimmer of reflection from beneath the closed lids, but when he leaned nearer, he decided that he'd been mistaken. After standing the light on the bedside table, Ryan reached and tested the dying man's pulse. He waited for several seconds, counting to himself. Even in the past half hour or so, it had slowed appreciably.
Wasn't much of a treasure, was it?
The rise and fall of the man's chest was so slight as to be almost imperceptible. Ryan weighed the options. There were only two, and they were both very simple. One was that he turn down the wick and walk out to join the others. The second choice, to speed the man's passing. Ryan's hand dropped to the butt of the Sig Sauer, but bullets cost. It would take only a moment to draw the panga and slide it across Ronnie Warren's emaciated throat. But Ryan felt an almost superstitious fear of having rad poisoned blood on the clean steel of his blade. He pulled up a handful of the blanket, careful not to touch any of the stains, then pressed it down hard over the man's face, pinching the nose between finger and thumb, the ball of his hand smothering the mouth.
You're welcome.
The ruins of the bauxite diggings were just visible in the ghostly gleam of the rising moon, as were the stark ribs of ancient wagons, sunk deep in the drifted sand, with the rusted rims of old wheels. Only one of the front lights on